Close your eyes and don't try to hide.
Or a silly spook may sit by your side.
Shrouded in a dark disguise.
They pretend to terrorize.
When the ghosts come out to socialize.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I'm Derek.
I'm Craig.
Please stay calm. This room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those safety bars because we will not be doing that for you. Gentlemen, we are here. Episode 46, another milestone. Cabbage, Diesel, there they are. We are here for the finale of the Battle Royale.
Easy.
We'll start off with matchup number one, American Adventure.
How much caffeine have you had today?
My goodness.
Sorry. I just found out some very disappointing news.
What's that?
The Rock has still not sent us a message back. It's not disappointing. It's to be expected at this point. Episode 45. Here's matchup number three. Festival of Fantasy. Okay, sorry, guys. I got to calm down.
I think you're just excited because we get to finally get this battle royal with the best show.
I have just been itching since. It's like I've had a scratch on my back that I couldn't reach.
Yeah.
Since Monday's episode. Like, oh, I got to find out who's going to win this battle royale.
It's probably Poison Ivy.
Because you don't know what Derek's going to say. That's why you don't know who's going to win.
Like, I was so anxious.
Oh, I hope we know who's not going to win.
I was so anxious. I left Sissy and the boys at home, and I've been, like, living in a cabin in the middle of the woods for 3 days.
I mean, I don't know why that helps, but okay.
All right.
I just don't know. And obviously, all you've had to eat or drink is coffee.
Well.
Coffee grounds. You know.
Yes, I just ate coffee with a spoon.
I thought I saw something in your teeth.
Oh, funny Derek. So let's go ahead to our first matchup of the day. Are we ready to start, gentlemen?
Why don't you tell us what's going on in case, and it's probably true, a listener just joined in and just figured out, hey, who are these guys?
Well, if you're one of those people, bless your heart, we'll be thinking of you.
But it'll be long.
What we've been doing is ranking the shows. We rank them, and then on Monday, we whittled it down from the Sweet 16 to the Elite 8. Derek talked about how he enjoyed whittling things.
Right.
And he's also a trapper. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We know that. He's a man of many, many trades. So today, what we're going to do is we're going to go from 8 to 1. Ooh. 8 shows enter from the 4 Walt Disney World theme parks. 1 walks away as the champion, and they will receive some wheat. We've been harvesting wheat today.
Wheat.
It's a little early in the year for wheat harvest, I believe.
Well, but not if you know.
I could be mistaken.
Not if you know the tricks of the trade, dude.
I know what we'll do. We'll personally take a trophy to them.
Perfect.
Our wives will let us do that. We will take a trophy personally to whoever wins.
Yeah, I'm sure Disney would love to have that.
Derek, do you have any other ways we could probably solve this?
I don't know. I just found a piece of barbecue in my teeth from Sunday.
You need some better hygiene.
Let's go ahead and get right into it before this show goes completely off the rails. I think it's a little too late. So, after looking this over, we're going to start where we finished off on Monday. We're going to start with the number one seed out of Animal Kingdom, the Festival of the Lion King, which upset Impressions de France, I will say.
I wouldn't call it upset.
It's taking on...
Upset you.
It did. It's taking on the number three seed from Magic Kingdom, Mickey's PhilharMagic, to see who goes to the final four.
This is tough, right?
I will say out of these final eight, we have 3 shows from Magic Kingdom, 3 shows from Animal Kingdom, and only 1 from Epcot, and 1 from Hollywood Studios.
Because they only got 1 show at Hollywood Studios.
Animal Kingdom and Magic Kingdom getting a lot of love.
As they should.
So, Derek, Festival of the Lion King or Mickey's PhilharMagic? Man, which one will you pick?
This is tough.
Who is he talking to?
It's tough for me.
I don't know.
It's hard to know. The Lion King.
It's hard to know with Dr. Nostalgia over here.
I'm sorry. There's only one choice here.
Call me Dr. Nostalgia.
He has a doctor in the nostalgic arts.
It has to be the Lion King show. Sorry, Craig. There's only one right answer.
You're right. I mean, I'll go right behind you. I agree with you. I mean, it is because PhilharMagic, it is sentimental. It is a oldie but a goodie. A lot of the old Fantasmic stuff, the old Disney stuff. But Lion King is a lot better show, so I will agree with that.
So I will also pick Festival of the Lion King. I know I voted against it last week. Excuse me, on Monday. I do love PhilharMagic, but you know, Festival of Lion King, it's hard to top.
I agree.
So the number one seed is going to go to the final four. Shocker. And
it was number one for a reason.
And it will be facing one of these two, American Adventure out of Epcot, or Happily Ever After in the Magic Kingdom. This is a tough one.
Man.
So I'll... Do you want me to go first?
You go first. You went last time.
I'm going to pick... Again, and a big part for me, if you've listened to the last few episodes, is how easy is it to see these shows? Happily Ever After is an awesome, awesome show, but it is such a hassle to see. And the last time we saw it in December, we had people like pushing through us and trying to move. And this is 30 minutes before the show started. Now, granted, we were there at a very, very crowded time of the year, but even when the three of us went last summer, you know, we got there, what, an hour early to secure our spots in the hub? And so thinking, you know, for me, I'm always thinking when I'm there with my sons, it's a challenge to see. American Adventure, you can see it. It's offered multiple times a day. It's never, you know, crowded or hard to get a seat there. You can show up right before it starts. So I'm rambling for a while, aren't I?
No, I was giving him the eye because I was like, which are you picking?
I'm picking the American Adventure. I
knew which one you were. I could tell where you were going.
I think it's a great show. I love Happily Ever After, though, but I think the fact that, you know, American Adventure, it's, I don't stress when I think about, okay, how am I going to see it?
Right.
I'm just able to.
And when I leave, am I going to fall over and get trampled to death?
Exactly. Exactly. And it's a hassle to get to Happily Ever After. It's a hassle to escape from the masses. So for that reason, I'm choosing American Adventure. Craig is over there using the nostalgic arts.
I am not as big as Matthew, but I am a history buff. I love history. American Adventure, I just love the way they put the show on. It makes me figure out, I want to look over the stage and see how all those other sets are coming up and moving around all this stuff. But, I don't leave American Adventure excited and singing the song and just, I mean, I do sing America. I mean, I sing some of that, but I don't leave there excited. Happily Ever After, you leave there pumped up, and it's just
until somebody elbows you in the back or stabs you in the neck with a piece of glass.
For me, we're not talking about settings; we're talking about shows. So for shows, Happily Ever After for me.
Well, I'm ready to surprise some people.
I have no idea what Derek's going to pick.
What did I say? Prize?
He's going to choose not even one we listed.
And I don't have a problem with either of these shows advancing. I think they're both worthy.
Like I said, I'm good with either one of them, but I want to leave there thrilled and excited because it's the show. And the show, as far as the show goes, is Happily Ever After for me.
But now we know that Craig won't be leaving anywhere excited if he doesn't get the hotel room he wants.
That's right.
on day one.
That's a deal breaker.
Stupid Happily Ever After. I'm not looking at the pool in my room.
This is a difficult one because one,
and it's all on your shoulders.
One is Happy Action Sleep Time, and one is
Happy Action Sleep Time.
Mediocre Wishes Replacement.
Mediocre. Yes, you do not. Yeah,
we're gonna.
This is tough for you.
Here comes the hate.
This is difficult. I'm gonna have to go with Happily Ever After.
Oh,
because
I'm not surprised.
It really is a good show. And it's new versus old, like a lot of these shows are, and I got to go with the new right now.
In terms of show quality, it's definitely
it's
better.
It's high.
It's just
like I agree with you. I mean,
I consider the entire experience.
I know.
So
if you could be plopped down there and then taken out without having to deal with the crowds,
hands down.
Yeah.
So Happily Ever After, a two seed out of the Magic Kingdom, and Festival of the Lion King are both in the final four. Let's move over to the west side of the bracket here. Festival of Fantasy Parade in the Magic Kingdom or Rivers of Light out of Animal Kingdom. We got a daytime parade, the only daytime parade they have there now, or Rivers of Light.
Again, I didn't vote for Rivers of Light in the last round, so I'm not voting for it again this time. And Festival of the Festival of Lion King. It's actually my second favorite parade behind Boo to You. But it is... I'm just going to go with... And I remember from Festival Fantasy Parade is the picture that we have of our families together at that parade. So that's kind of a sentimental thing to me, too. So for me, Festival Fantasy.
Derek?
I'm sorry, what was the other one?
Rivers of Light.
Okay. Oh.
That's tough for you, D.
It is. I like them both. But if I have to pick one, I'm gonna go with Festival Fantasy, because that's one I can actually get Boone to sit and watch and let me hold him, and he loves the character interaction during the parade. So I'd have to go with that one.
Yeah, and that show's great, and all shows are like this. But you see something new every time. Like I always notice something different, and it's always neat to watch it from different areas of the park too. I would also vote Festival of Fantasy. I think it's awesome, awesome, awesome parade. It's got characters. It's got huge floats. It's got the dragon that breathes fire. So Festival of Fantasy moves on to the final four. No love for Rivers of Light here in the Elite Eight round, and that brings us down to two nighttime spectaculars. Phantasmic or Illuminations? Derek, we'll let you vote first.
Oh, I get to go first.
Yeah, since you're so anxious to get Illuminations off the board.
Oh,
here.
I know. I'm pretty sure that, and this is a good matchup for these two, I think. Nighttime Spectaculars.
Yeah.
And both got some age on them. So I don't think there's really an advantage for one, except for one's Disney character centric, and you have to be.
One thing we didn't point out is all four of the Nighttime Spectaculars did make it to the Elite Eight round. So, as they should.
That's good. I think that's what Disney would want, I would think.
Right.
So, I'm going to have to go with Fantasmic. It's just, of the things that are getting older at Disney, I wouldn't mind if they didn't change Fantasmic. If that's praise.
I agree.
I don't know that that's really praise, but.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think it's a great show. I'm also going to vote for Fantasmic. I love Illuminations.
Yes.
But and the thing with Fantasmic, it's easy to get a fast pass for it now. Easier. The dining package gets you really good seats, so it's relatively easy to see, which as I've said is a priority for me. But yeah, it's our family loves Fantasmic. Craig,
I mean, does it really matter what I vote? Fantasmic though would get my vote, regardless of whoever was up against that, because it's a mainstay. We don't watch it every year we go because we wore it out the first few times we went. We don't watch it every time we go because we wore it out the first few times we went, but it's a great, great show and one of my favorites there as well, and Fantasmic.
That brings us to the final four, gentlemen. Three number one seeds and a number two. So not a lot of Cinderella stories in this bracket.
There were not. There were no Dukes.
It depends.
There's no Loyola Chicago's.
It depends on, we may have brought some Cinderella's in there that shouldn't be Cinderella.
That's true.
We shouldn't have.
So that leaves us with Festival of Fantasy, Fantasmic, Festival of the Lion King, and Happily Ever After. It's going to get tough from here on out, gentlemen. Let's go.
If I were to pick four shows, that would probably be my top four, actually.
Happily Ever After versus Festival of the Lion King. Who's going to go to the finals? I'm going to vote for, well, I know I just talked about how much of a pain it is to see, but I'm going to say Happily Ever After. I know I'm kind of all over the place here with my voting, but I love Happily Ever After. It adds a lot, I think, to the park, and we've already talked about it.
So. I think, Matthew, it's a. It depends on who they're facing. No different than when you played, Matthew, our host here, played in the NCAA tournament 3 years?
Yes.
Okay, did you prepare for Duke the same way you did for Georgetown? No.
No.
It's who they're facing.
Oh,
they're,
yeah, it's about matchups. I didn't know where he was going with that.
So, yeah. So I mean, I think it's for matchups, and this matchup for me is a no-brainer. I love Festival of the Lion King, but up against Happily Ever After, no brainer.
So you're not picking Festival of
the Lion King. Nope. Happily Ever After.
Me.
Happily
wow.
Ever After. It's one. I love it. But up against Happily Ever After, again, I just leave there just pumped up and loving it. So Happily Ever After.
I don't think Misty's gonna be very happy with you.
Shh, don't tell her.
Okay.
She doesn't listen.
She don't listen anyway.
Derek,
I don't know who I would vote for, and it doesn't matter. So. I think they both have good qualities. And
so which one would you pick?
I don't know. I'm not even thinking about it since it doesn't matter anymore.
Well, okay then.
He doesn't want to get more hate mail. So
no, I would go with the
Festival of Lion King.
No,
Happily Ever After.
I would go with Happily Ever After.
Even though you think it's a second-rate show compared to
Wishes. Yes.
All right, that leaves us with one final matchup before we get to the finals. Festival of Fantasy Parade or Fantasmic?
Oh, man.
Hollywood Studios.
Tough.
This is a tough matchup of two of my all-time favorites, and I am going to choose, because we've talked about it, so it's just, let's go with it, Fantasmic.
Fantasmic, he says.
As you were saying all that, I'm thinking in my head, yep. Festival Fantasy.
So, Derek, what are you going to pick?
Festival Fantasy.
Oh, well.
So it's up to me.
Yeah. Uh-oh. Wow. So Festival Fantasy Parade or Fantasmic?
I chose Fantasmic over it because, again, I love just the build up to it. And my favorite part of the whole show is right there at the end. And it's, to me, it's more of a show than a parade is. So that's why I chose Fantasmic.
True. I love Festival Fantasy. I love Fantasmic. But in this scenario, I'm picking Fantasmic. I think part of it has to do with the fact that it's, you know, every time I've seen Festival of Fantasy, I just envision myself having the heat beat down on me. we always try to find a spot in the shade, and that's right. Always easy to do, especially there in the hub area. But, I mean, I think Fantasmic, I think it's just the perfect way to end your night. Like, it's the perfect way to end your day at a theme park. And, yeah, it's kind of a hassle getting out of there, but it's nothing compared to, you know, the hordes you're going to face in Happily Ever After. So, nothing against Festival of Fantasy. I think it's awesome. And I think it proves it that it's got this far. But I'm going to pick Fantasmic to advance to the finals.
And it can also go back to if you watched it for the first time or is this your 50th time. If it's your first time watching both these shows, I mean, you leave Fantasmic just mesmerized.
For me, Fantasmic, it gives me chill bumps every time, no matter how many times I see it. Festival of Fantasy, while I love it, while it's entertaining, it doesn't do that. I don't have an emotional connection to that parade. And I think it's what you said. It's not really a show. I mean, it is, but it isn't. I'd hate to say it's not a show.
Sure.
It's made up way the final.
I mean, the parade doesn't have a story,
right?
Really,
right.
To me, I mean, the Christmas parade does a little bit, but to me, there's just not a storytelling process of the Festival of Fantasy. Right. So I can see what you're saying.
Well, gentlemen,
is this the finals?
We are down to the final
two nighttime spectaculars.
Two enter, one. Will
two leave. Enter one leave.
Sorry.
Where's Tina Turner? Is she dead?
Ladies and gentlemen, in one corner,
let's
we
get
have
ready to rumble.
Michael Buffer. In one corner, we have Happily Ever After, the number two seed out of Magic Kingdom, taking on Fantasmic, the number one seed out of Hollywood Studios.
Let's let you start. I'll go second and let Derek do it all.
Oh, good. That's what I hoped would happen. I will go ahead.
I have mine picked.
I am picking Fantasmic. I don't feel like I need to elaborate on that anymore. We've said about all we can for Fantasmic.
We love the Fantasmic.
But here's the thing. I think the one thing, a huge thing that gives an edge over Happily Ever After.
You played your case?
I think that is the fact that you get to sit down.
Mm.
I get to sit down and enjoy it. And I don't have to reserve a spot, a good seat, an hour ahead of time. Considering where we sat with the dining package seats, I'll probably always use the dining package now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And the wife loves it. So
he wants to say Fantasmic.
I do.
He's not.
But for the benefit of the show, I'm going to say they both get me excited watching them both and leave me there with just feeling awesome.
Unless you didn't get the room.
Unless I didn't get the room. I didn't go to the show because I'm going to sit in the room and be mad.
He's waiting on somebody to open up their room and he's going to take it from them.
I don't want to ruin it right here for Derek, but I'm going to say Fantasmic because Fantasmic is the top for me. I mean, it's just, if I can think of all the shows at Disney, that's the one. Now, again, we don't go there every time because we've seen it, but it's still, it just culminates Disney. Everything about it is Disney.
It does. I see it.
And so that's why I chose that. Wishes is awesome. I mean, I love Wishes. Excuse me. I'm sorry.
Exactly. That's what I've been saying this whole time.
Happily Ever After is awesome. But Fantasmic is just pure Disney. So Fantasmic for me.
Well, Derek, we already crowned a winner, but who would you have picked?
As much as I say that it's not as good as Wishes, it's not against Wishes right now.
Right.
And I would have said Happily Ever After.
Oh.
See, I should have gone last.
Well,
because that just means it's still second best to Wishes. And Fantasmic is third best.
Congratulations to Hollywood Studios and Fantasmic for walking away as the winner of the Disney World Theme Park Show's Battle Royale.
Tell them what they won. You've won a round trip to Disney World to see Fantasmic,
And so free wheat that we have just harvested.
It's not harvest season for wheat. Oh, no, he's going into the future.
Welcome, foolish mortals. We are back here in the future. No. I'm not going to do that tonight. So
that is a deserving winner.
Yes.
And if you have not seen Fantasmic in a while, give it another chance.
Yep. Yeah.
It really is. It's
but do it with a dining package like Matthew said.
Yes. If you can, if it's a possibility, go and if you have little kids, use the dining package. I'd say
$5 more per
person?
Yeah,
it's not a lot more than a normal meal.
But it's well worth it.
Well, and if you're on the dining plan, it's just one credit.
Right. It's a
no-brainer. So if you're using the dining plan, use that to see Fantasmic. Get you great seats. You can show up 15 or 20 minutes early and get great seats.
But if you're like me and you pay out of pocket, still do the dining package.
$5 more. Do it.
So not a surprise winner, I don't think, Fantasmic. It's probably at the top of a lot of people's list. But
I'm kind of surprised. I don't think it's on as many tops of the list as you might think.
I think unconventional. I think it combines nostalgia with, as Craig said, all things good that Disney does. And it's not outdated. As you said, Derek, it doesn't need to be changed. It's
I appreciate it for what it is.
Yep.
We're unconventional, though.
Unlike Festival or whatever. I don't care what the fireworks show is called anymore.
And speaking of fireworks...
You happily wish it was Wishes.
I do.
Speaking of fireworks, it's time for some fireworks of our own with...
Grinning.
Grinning. He can't do it.
It's your question, Matthew.
It is my question, and I just thought of this. Speaking of Fantasmic, what is your single favorite part of Fantasmic, of the show? And again, once the answers are taken, you can't steal.
I've already answered mine.
Well, what was yours?
In the boat, the river boat. They're at the very end where all the characters own it.
The character boat.
And it's got Willie.
Steamboat Willie
driving the boat. I mean, again, that culminates Disney. It's everything Disney on that boat, just from start to finish. So it's the boat, the river boats.
Well, I would normally go first, but Craig snatched that away from me.
I'm sorry.
He was too excited.
I know. He was. He's super. I'm going to say it's the grand finale where, you know, when the boat goes by, a lot of people start leaving because they actually think the show's over. Well, then Sorcerer Mickey comes out on the top of that mountain, starts waving his arms, and the music is going, and fireworks are going off, and then boom, he disappears, and he shows up. Man, it gives me chills just talking about it. Every time I get amped up seeing that, and then it just goes completely dark. So I think the grand finale of Fantasmic is probably my single favorite moment in any Disney show in all the parks. I love that.
You forgot how he finishes it off, didn't you?
Some imagination, huh?
Yes, some imagination.
I felt like I was there.
Something like that. Derek, what about you?
Well, since you took mine.
Sorry.
Because he goes, but you forget to say that he goes from the bottom of the mountain to the top of the mountain.
He goes from the top to the bottom.
Does he?
Yeah.
He's on the top
in Sorcerer Mickey, and then at the bottom, he's like in a different suit.
See, I don't even know what show we're talking about anymore.
So other than that,
I'm going to have to go with the most exciting part is when he gets the sword.
Oh, yeah.
And the sparks are coming out.
He shoots Maleficent.
That chance of... flammable costuming
that would not be good.
Is a chance.
Yeah.
So that whole Maleficent scene with the fire and
the dragon's pretty
and
cool.
The dragon is really good.
Well, gentlemen, I know you've got to skedaddle. You've got some plans here in a second. So we'll go ahead and wrap this up. We thank you, the listener, for joining us on these last several episodes as we've talked about all about the shows, and hopefully we've given you some advice in terms of where to spend your time when going to Walt Disney World, what shows are worth it, what shows maybe aren't, and because ultimately that's what we want to do. We want to help you plan the best Disney vacation possible, and hopefully our thoughts on these shows, which we've devoted several shows to, can help you in that regard.
Please keep giving us comments. If you disagree or you want to say, hey, no, this should have been won it all, please let us know that. But also give us some comments on Twitter, on Instagram, on Facebook. But mostly, and it really, really, really helps us out, leave us some comments on iTunes.
Subscribe to on iTunes. Also go to Podbean and follow us. The more followers and the more subscribers we have, the more comments, that really helps us out and gets the word out more about Grim Grinning Guys. Yep.
Leave us a review. Share with a friend. Derek, you got anything else before we depart?
I do not. I love Fantasmic.
It's hard to beat. Thank you, listeners, for all your support, all you do, and be safe out there. As you leave, be sure to
beware of the hitchhiking ghosts.
And hurry back.
If you would like to join our jamboree, there's a simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay a token fee. Rest in peace, the haunting's free. So hurry back, we would like your company.
Welcome, foolish mortals. You have once again stumbled into the graveyard and discovered the Grim Grinning Guys, Walt Disney World Planning Podcast. We are your ghost hosts for this evening. I'm Matt.
I am not angry, Derek.
And I'm not going to the future, Craig.
Please stay calm. The room is not actually stretching. Go ahead and pull down on those lap doors.
Why?
Lap doors. I said it again.
That goes all the way back to episode 2.
Okay, sorry. I got my doctorate from there, bro.
I'm glad we're focused.